Let's talk about the
No,
Handmaid
but
Diaries.
it's not
Let's
like
talk
the
about,
same.
let's talk about Handen.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm right.
Okay. Lead us off, Iz.
Hey guys, it's Iz.
Hey guys, it's Notch.
Hey, it's Robin.
Hi guys, it's it.
And today we're here talking about the pilot of Legacies. Now, what we're doing now is something that, we thought about for a while, which is we're going to be talking and discussing each episode of Legacies, and pretty much giving our full thoughts about each one, things that we may have noticed, things that we wish would have been explored later on in the season, plot holes and stuff like that, because
Are we doing,
obviously.
because we started in season three, right? So we have talks from season three and four, but we don't have anything for season one and two. So that's what we're doing, right? Season one and two right now.
Because obviously we never really did a full 1 to 4, and now we can do that basically by catching and looking at stuff that we may have not noticed. And plus, since the show is done, now we can see storylines that they hinted but never explored. So let's talk about it. All right, are we gonna just talk
And
about
then
like
fine. It's the Hand and Diaries.
Hand and Diary, pretty much. So, do you want to do character by character, or since it's probably easier, maybe? I mean, this episode we just really got the introduction to the best ship of all time,
I have to say
but.
that there are a lot of pilots out there that aren't like super strong. They don't really get into what the show is about and stuff like that. But I think that the Legacies pilot was very strong. I
It
think
was
that
really good.
it came out like just really good right from the start, you know.
Yeah, I feel like with Legacy's pilot, it's one of those episodes that you can like watch and just enjoy because how they branch off and how they introduce it is so good. Because 1 minute you're, seeing like Landon and Ralph in like this regular human world, walking in the street, and then the approach of how Hope is introduced, which is her and Illyric coming to the church, and automatically everything goes to crap. Werewolf, they call it Rob transforming, her shutting up the preacher, and then how it then transitioned to the Salvatore school. It was a good transition, and plus this episode alone was good at introducing the each character, like how they introduced like twins, how they introduced the school, and how like while they're getting a they're like not only is like Landon and Rob getting a tour of the school, but technically, we are getting a tour of the school as well because, I mean, well, we already know how it looks from the originals, but like if anything changed within the 2 years, how is Hope doing and how everybody's adjusting and how the classes are.
I like how it started. It started with Hope, obviously,
Yeah.
but they reintroduced the characters that we knew that we had met in the originals, because technically we had met
Yeah, I hadn't
Lizzie and
seen them.
Josie, but we hadn't met those actors as Lizzie and Josie. So
Yeah.
meeting Danielle and Arya in the beginning of that kind of like bringing that world into this new world and kind of introducing Landon as this important character in Hope's life right from the get-go, like her first interaction with a person in this series is with Landon.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's kind of hilarious because, like, in the originals, you didn't really see the older teenage versions of Hope, I mean, Lizzie and Josie. So you're seeing them, and then you're seeing, how they've been doing their interactions with Hope because obviously we don't know how they were with Hope within the 2 years. We're learning about how Hope is dealing with the loss of her family. And then you see that Landon, who was literally just a regular person that Elijah wanted her to go on a little date with, is now her love interest. And I just feel like how it was done, even like how they like try to compel and how they introduce Landon as being something different or something extraordinary was so amazing as well. Because like I don't know, I just like that pilot was so silent, like it was solid. I'm talking about some silent. It's so solid because it introduced a lot of storylines that was supposed to happen or occur in season one, but they didn't actually do it. One of the big things I thought was going to be emphasized this season was Josie and Ralph, and it really
Good job.
flopped. It flopped.
Yeah, because
It just
they
they really
introduced
like.
this whole love triangle of a guy between two sisters in the pilot. And so that's what you assumed, if you had watched The Vampire Diaries and stuff. or even the originals, you know, with Elijah and Klaus and Haley almost, even though they weren't a thing, but still, like, you were thinking, okay, well, maybe Roth is going to come in between Lizzie and Josie. Like, that's
Yeah.
kind of like
And yeah, and it never happened. I feel like one of the things about Ralph and Josie that really got me was that, like, her saying that about Josie, I mean, saying it about Lizzie, which is that she never wins, she always gets the guy, never was proven.
no.
Like it was never proven, it was never denied, because it only occurred with Ralph and he lost. I mean, he wasn't intrigued with Lizzie. And with Josie, he got pissed about her not taking land inside in like 105 or whatever. So it was never introduced, and honestly, it only happened off screen. It never was continuous.
You know
They
what
never
else?
did it again.
What else wasn't proven was the whole, like, I'm too nice.
Yeah, like I just feel like and again, the thing is, I'm too nice, but yet it
You
wasn't
set your ex's hair on
say.
fire in the pilot.
But yeah,
Like,
like you didn't like she like I like it would have been it would have made a bigger or a better conflict to keep potentially, like, 'cause I didn't really care. I mean, I cared about Ralph and Josie, but like they were in my hardcore ship. I liked her and Penelope, but
yeah.
if they really wanted them to like milk out a little bit, they could have had her use that I'm too nice thing to be conflicted and hurt about Landon, because yet she would, like, if she could have said, you know, this is my home, this is my family, this is, you know, a safe place for us. But, you know, I don't want Landon to be alone like how I was, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That would have made something, because she's conflicted, opposed for her just saying no from the get-go and shit like that. Like, I feel like they really fumbled with Josie and Roth as well. And then but the whole thing, that really was the biggest fallout, was they made it seem like she always loses, which is supposed to make us feel like, oh, she's the underrated. She's the one that everybody looks over. Like, if they really wanted us to be sold on that storyline, they should have done that. They should have had Ralph. They should have talked, they should have on it
They
longer.
shouldn't have made her set her ex's hair on fire if they wanted us to think that she was the nicest character in the show.
Yeah, if they wanted us to like care about her and like this, you know, I never win, or my sister's always the winner of everything, they should have had more flashbacks, or should have talked more, should have had more scenes with them, because it automatically did a switch by the end of season one, where Josie was the one that was obviously doing more spells than Lizzie, and the one that overpowered Lizzie with when they found out about the merge and stuff like that. Like, they and then with Lizzie, like, only thing I feel like the only time they actually said that she always wins is when she was the one that was alive and the theoretical, like, I wish hope was never born thing. But like, Lizzie barely won anything over Josie, but just her being more outspoken.
You know,
Like, so it kind of just like they didn't know, it kind of stopped. They flopped with that. They flopped with the Lizzie and Ralph thing. They flopped with the Penelope and Josie thing. They could have explored more. I just feel like with 16 episodes, y'all had more time. And
yeah.
it just, like, I just feel like everything fell flat sometimes. And like, even episodes that didn't even have to have Landon and Hope as a focus, because Landon was gone for some episodes, they still did not, you know. They, like, this episode highlighted so much stuff that should have been covered but wasn't at all.
Speaking of the pilot just on its own, I like without all the other episodes, I didn't connect with either of the twins. I didn't like Josie. I knew that. I was neutral on Lizzie, because I kind of liked the fact that she was like when she had that freak out with her dad and you know stuff like that. Like you could kind of see the underneath that all, but I
Yeah, the
still
human side
didn't,
of her.
yeah, exactly. And it made me feel like sympathetic towards her, because like you could tell obviously that she was living in almost the shadow of her sister, even though her sister said that she was living in the shadow of Lizzie, you know what I mean? But people didn't like Lizzie, and so that she was kind of like the underdog in that sense, and I kind of really connected with that, but I still didn't really like either one of them to begin with. But like Hope and Landon, obviously, I love Hope. I mean, Hope was obviously, and then Landon from the originals. So it was, I liked that the pilot focused mainly on Hope and Landon.
Yeah, I feel like I just didn't. I mean, when I watched the first episode, I mean, I was like okay with everybody else, but I don't think I actually had a favorite besides just Hope and Landon as well, because with Ralph, he's a new character, which we don't know. We don't know any prior experience to him. I see the twins as people who didn't like Hope, which was like, okay, I don't like Hope no more. Y'all are against her, whatever, sure. Lydia, like I saw a little bit of her when she had that, you know, when she was in the kitchen with her dad. And I was intrigued to see what she was going to do, what she was going to develop later on the season. The introduction between MG and Lizzie, I wasn't really intrigued with at the time. I was just like, okay, well, he's going to be crushing on her. Let's see how long that is milked or developed. And with Penelope, I was like, okay, well, she's a bitch, but I will probably, I want to see what's going to happen.
I fell in love with Penelope the first episode.
I love how
Yeah.
they'd be like, Josie was is such a good girl, and then like the first episode she's like burning Penelope's hair
Yeah.
of jealousy.
Yeah, like we'll be
And we
like,
got
oh yeah,
Penelope out of that freaking,
and they
or
didn't
Lulu
really.
out of that freaking wig or whatever it was, because we all know
Yeah.
she had short
Yeah.
hair.
And they didn't really, like, they said that, oh, that's her evil ex, but really the way that they said it, it's and then showed Josie the one burning her at the end, it was like, who's really the evil ex here?
Yeah. Nah,
Like,
for real. I'm just like.
I do really like how diverse the cast was too, like right from the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah. And I
And then.
do like how it kind of like I feel like they're like they look kind of young. Like they look so young in
Yes.
their role.
They were so
And they
cute.
definitely gave like yeah, it
Ooh,
definitely gave me like teen
Danielle looks so. I feel like the only one who
baby.
didn't really. That really didn't change, like. Was Arya.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
think Arya didn't really change
Because they
much.
wouldn't let him have the beard, so he was shaved the entire time,
Yeah.
and then, like, you never
No,
really saw a
don't. The
difference.
only thing was his
Please.
hair. His hair was the only thing that changed
Please.
so
His hair
much.
went through so much.
No, his clothes didn't.
Why would you even bring this up? Because remember when we thought he was going to have like that wild hair in season three and.
Oh, remember the 12, episode 12 of season 3, we got, like, long hair landed for, like, 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And
Yeah,
he,
well.
like, we were like, that's
We
all we're
were.
gonna, f and then he cut his hair the next episode, and we were like, but
And we didn't even
you
highlight
didn't get
it.
to see it?
In season one, his hair was quite like it was longer. I liked
Yeah,
the
the
style he
curls
had then.
was like
Yeah.
loose, but like then they put in them gel on his hair.
I have season. I think this. I don't know what season. I want to say this is season three on my wall, promo pictures. And Arya's hair is very short,
Yeah.
like very short.
Yeah, but
The fact that he's now using a buzz cut. Oh my God.
neither they, but yeah, episode one was definitely something. I feel like the best thing that they did was introduce the love story of Handon.
Yeah,
Yeah.
really, that's what this and it
But
was.
I was the only one that thought that the first kiss was like too much
No,
for the
listen,
first
I
episode.
wasn't sure if I wanted to mention it, but I'm like, I would have liked the first kiss to have been later.
Be the bus stop
The
kiss.
bus
Yeah,
stop, yeah, that would have been a
the
perfect.
Yeah, the buzz was still there. I'm not gonna hold you. And I understand why they did it. I understand why they did it because, like,
They
imagine that
figured that.
happening. And then he
See,
forgets.
yeah, and then he
first
forgets. Like, he
kiss.
was shooting his shot, and then.
I think the first kiss was my least favorite of theirs.
Yeah.
I
Oh
feel like it
shit.
was.
That made me think of something, but I'll have to tell you guys off camera.
Oh yeah, okay. I don't know. I feel like season one had a lot of kisses that I didn't like because the coloring was
Oh,
horrible.
don't even.
Like
Horrible.
that blue is the worst. I don't think you can ever get it normal.
Is it sad that we could probably rename all the kisses?
There
Yeah, I mean,
are
not
some of
bad.
the kisses that were so dark.
It was some, yes, a
Like
lot. Yeah, 109,
the fireplace.
105. Yeah,
You just hear the
109.
sound.
Yeah. You can see the silhouette of them. Like, can y'all please stop pissing me off? Like,
I was like,
But
damn, we even went into it.
it
Shit.
was kind of cute, this first kiss, because
Yeah,
of this
108
all
too.
the set. Yeah.
Every scene was orange and blue. We were fighting for our lives.
Oh.
I'm gonna need Julie Plagg. Like Julie Plagg wanted to level up in Vampire Academy with the coloring. Y'all should have did it for
Yeah.
these.
When I think about hand over rim, like green. That shit was all green. Green,
No, yeah.
blue.
Green, orange,
Green
and
like the
yellow.
color of his eye.
Oh God.
Okay.
Triggered.
Calm down. Calm
Having a
down.
moment. I'm having a moment.
Oh, because yeah, I feel like that, like yes, like the kiss could have been marinated, but I liked it. For me, especially since I didn't watch at the time, I didn't watch the originals yet, or I stopped watching the originals before Danielle came. So at that time, it was a good insight to introduce me to the ship. I was like, yo, let's go. But I also think it shows Hope's conflict and a potential storyline that she's going to be encountering the whole show, which is about Landon more so, and how she feels protective over him because she wants him to find a home and, you know, be safe. But then obviously since he's human, he can't be there. And then to like have, you know, try to make his trauma more peaceful because he was obviously in the cage for a while, and that's tight spaces. But to see like how she cared about him, even though she doesn't, like she only danced with him once 2 years ago, that was still stuck in his mind for 2 years, and it was damn sure stuck in her mind.
But like, if you have a crush for like 2 years is a long time,
and you didn't see them,
and the fact that both of them in the car were like, we danced once and he brought me milkshakes, means that the both of them were still thinking about each other 2 years later.
Both losers.
And yeah, and then the fact that she couldn't sleep because she knew he was there, and he couldn't sleep because he was scared of small spaces, and the way that they connected in that moment.
Yeah, how can you like remember something for 2 years ago?
You danced for
50 seconds.
Like, do you remember your friend from 2 years ago? Like, that's not a celebrity. Like some random person that you like knew, you know, or whatever.
I just know Hope was like, what is Linda right now? She would remember. She'd go to the Mystic Grill and he wasn't there to give her.
Yeah, like
she was so happy to see him. Mm-hmm. Like it was just like she was shocked. But then she was in the car and the way she was smiling at him, she's like, we danced once.
It was me. It was like kind of pity of her when she say like, then he moved. Like, he probably moved without telling her.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We tried.
Yeah.
And then moved away.
And she was probably like, I wonder where he went, or like what happened to him, or like we danced and it was great. And then he moved.
And then he moved, family.
Yeah. I'm like, what that mean? Hope, like, you mad that he moved? Like, yo, did y'all keep in contact after y'all danced? Like, what's going on?
There's so much backstory that they could have done there. I mean, I like that they got it in from the originals, but there's so much backstory that they could have done that they never did.
Literally the issue with Hendon. We never get any backstory.
Like, I wish in the pilot they had Hope having a discussion, maybe even with Alaric, when he was like, oh, you two, like, remember when they were training? And he was like, oh, you like him? And she was like, yeah, because he was normal. I wish that there was some sort of explanation about how they met, like how long they had known each other, like that sort of thing. Like even just like a little before Josie interrupted because Lizzie was having that episode.
Yeah, you mentioning I like him because he's normal kind of pissed me off. Because within seasons after that, him becoming a human being normal was her worst problem every season after that.
Yeah, it's like she didn't
like she likes him because he's normal. She likes him because he's normal, and then he's normal and she complains about it like you're normal, going to prison world, you're normal, so I need you to stay inside, you're normal, so I need you to get on the bus so you don't get hurt. Like, Hope, you say you like him because he's normal, and then you proceed to make that his biggest weakness, to where he was like, if I'm human, what will happen next? Like, I'm just like, They never developed on that. Like, obviously now since we're reflecting on the pilot to later on, that was one of the biggest things that was never fully developed. Like, they made it seem like she like was understanding his trauma, how he felt and stuff like that in this episode. But then later on the season, it doesn't really matter because him being human and her being supernatural, even when he became supernatural, was still a big problem. We never found a balance between hand and this episode alone showed that they had so much like behind the scenes background chemistry from like before, prior to Legacies, and it was never mentioned. And this was the ongoing continuation of Hand in having ongoing conversations that we never see, such as the backpack in Europe.
You could almost kind of see the relief on her face when she could explain who she was and what she was to him, though, too, even though she knew that she figured that he wouldn't remember it, but it was almost like, because she had been a recluse for 2 years and the only person she really talked to was Alaric. And so having someone on the outside, like Landon, who was so understanding and someone she liked, who didn't judge her for being what she was, there was almost that relief of, oh my God, like maybe I don't have to be so closed off because people actually will like me for like me and not what I am, or like dislike me for what I am, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it definitely got a kind of helped her get some stress off her shoulder, because when she danced with him, obviously 2 years before, she had a secret. You know, she had to leave at a certain time. He didn't know why. Or when she kept trying to avoid, like, his, you know, outgoing, pursuing, now he knew why. He knew why she was at this certain boarding school, and that I feel like she wanted to clear whatever idea or concept he had about her in her school, because obviously, you know, the Mystic Fall High School, they have this certain thing of this, that they go to the rich boarding school and they think they're better than everybody and they think they're rich. And to see that she's like trying to clear her name, that she's not just whatever he probably heard from the hallway gossip, but she's supernatural, and you know, she obviously go through a lot because she lost her family, her parents. And the fact that she opened up to him this fast is probably alarming, and it really showed how much they're going to be important in this whole show, because she didn't see him in 2 years and she automatically was telling him her family life story, which is something that she doesn't really talk about. Let's be honest, out of this whole show, she doesn't talk about her parents a lot. I mean, to anybody. She didn't talk about it with the twins, barely. Like, she barely wants to interact with the play about her family.
If you think about it, she's going to a school where there are books written about her family that don't put them in a good light. And so she just figures she's the villain's child. And when Landon says to her, like, evil is relative, it was almost like a breath for her, because it was like, oh my gosh, like, you didn't know my dad and you're just going off of kind of what I'm saying, but you're not
And believe her, yeah.
judging him, you're not believing what is being written in these books.
Because Alaris still had them books in. Like, he literally was like, okay, your dad is trash. Here's a book. And like, she never really talked to anybody about her dad, but she trusted somebody that she hasn't seen in 2 years. And she gave him the whole scoop. And she wasn't afraid about it. She even told about her grandma and how she was a tri-Brit. And like, you know, she wasn't limited to not be open to him, just like how he was to her. And he was never judgmental. So it was like, she probably was like so much relief of like all this tension she held in for 2 years about how people are looking at her a certain way because of her dad and her mom or whatever her dad's done in the past, to see this guy that she doesn't really even know like that say, well, you know, my dad was trash, but you know, it's not who you are. I ate that shit up. I'm not gonna hold you up. Like, I
And
was eating it up.
I think that when you meet some person, some people, that we kind of feel safe. We don't know why, but like, we just like, we want to tell everything about us for them. And like, we barely know the people, but like, we have this feeling that, yeah, I can trust you, and I feel that you are a good person. So I think that's kind of what happened too, because, and like, Landon listened to her. He just listened. He was the one who asked. He wanted to know her better.
And like, despite Landon's background, which we kind of learned about in the pilot, he was still this like this nice guy. He was still such a baby, even though he was treated so poorly.
And he like, he was just a bright soul, and he always saw the good in everybody. And I feel like one of the things like I love about him is that like he just was there. He just wanted to open up. And he even like, what's funny to me is that this is probably the most open I've seen Landon to like go pursuing hope, like going all out, because he must have been starving. Like the kiss, the him asking her all these
The pilot
questions,
was
trying to get information.
insane. That man.
He was going in. Like, this is the only time you really see Landon full on like be like, yo, listen, let me give her all the
Like,
interest,
that was
let her
his
know.
one chance.
That was his one chance, and he wanted her to know. Like, I like, because he was going all out. Questions, the kiss before he leaves. You're a good person. Hope Michael's. I'm like, sir, you're doing a lot. Or
The smile she gave him after that line was insane.
And what was the other one that was like,
Okay, but
always feeling me?
let's talk about the fact that she jumped him when she was a wolf and
Oh
was
my
like,
God.
I could have killed you, because her wolf's instincts are different
She could have
when
killed
she's a
him. He
wolf,
was
and
a
she did not kill him. She phased immediately.
Yeah, she got the shirt. I mean, his hoodie.
And
I
he
mean, his
got the
jacket.
shirt, exactly. The fact she was
She
naked
was
on
naked,
top of
yeah.
him. No words.
But the fact that she was able to control her wolf
No, she hasn't. She barely probably used it,
from
I'll be
a
honest.
running prey, basically, and changed mid-air because she knew who it was. She recognized a scent or something.
And we know that after that, these 2 years, Hope was like closed, and she was like sad and depressed. And like, the twins, and we found out after that the twins have been so shitty to her since childhood. So I think Landon coming back was like, he was the first person that showed her that kindness, and you know that she felt like she say like he's normal or like him because he treated her like a normal person. Like for the other people, she was like Carl Mixon's daughter, or for the train, she's like the person who stole my dad and this stuff.
And I feel like since her saying that he was normal, that was like her opening to not just be like what everybody knows is as Hope's, you know, Hope Mikaelson. She would just Hope Mikaelson or Hope Marshall. Like seeing him again after 2 years was like, oh yeah, that's how I was before him. I was Hope Marshall. I had, you know, my mom and dad at the time. I had my family. And just seeing somebody that she's seen from her past, when she like at a different stage of her life, and then seeing how they just like see her just as a normal person because he didn't know a supernatural world. And I just feel like how they handled them was definitely amazing, even though they flopped with Handan.
Well, yeah,
My
that's the
biggest
thing. That's the thing I think is it's less the fact that he was normal, it was the fact that he made her feel
feel
normal.
normal, yeah. He made her feel normal and not judge. I think she forgot he was a Hope Mike's son with him.
Yeah,
She was
she
just
did.
Hope. She was just Hope, a teenage girl that wanted to be heard and understood. And he did that for her.
Have a crush, true love.
I gotta start crying, guys. It's so sick.
I'm trying to keep. I'm just so like. I feel like the best thing that's keeping me grounded is how pissed off they made me feel in season four. So I'm not even like they ruined everything for me. But and I just feel like it's one of the tropes because the reason why I was also intrigued into Handan so heavily when I first started was because it reminded me of the Hunger Games, or more so not the Hunger Games, but the power dynamic trope. Which was like, you know, it was always the guy being the protector and stuff like that, while the girl was always the like, oh, I'm shy, I can't, I'm a damsel in distress. And to see like automatically off the bat, you're seeing Hope is one protecting Landon, and she's more the one that has she's obviously supernatural, so she just can do the protecting and all that. To see that be like, because I don't really see that much in TV shows, especially during that time, and to see Hope and Landon have that dynamic, which I didn't see since the Hunger Games, I was like, oh. Damn, yeah, I was like, it was. I haven't seen that since the Hunger Games, so it was refreshing. The power dynamic, and I just love Handan so much. Like, I don't know.
See a lot of that. Yeah, you don't see a lot of that dynamic. You don't see a lot of like vulnerable men, you know, and
Yeah,
female
definitely.
heroes. It's usually the other way around. That's usually what people eat up. And the thing is people didn't like the people who didn't like Handan was because of the fact that she was a powerful female and he let her be a powerful female. You know, like he stood by and like supported her being this powerful superhero, powerful female, without judging her. And it's refreshing. Like
It's
such a good.
refreshing because it's refreshing because it reminds me of the Hunger Games era, especially because I remember a lot of people didn't like PETA because of the reason why people are trashing Landon now. And now PETA is like the most loved. I'm like, oh, PETA can never do wrong. And I'm just like, back then people should trash PETA for everything that Landon is getting trashed for now. And obviously, like I bet you some years people are like, oh my God, Landon was so amazing. I'm like, oh really? Real
Now,
obvious for getting trashed
because okay,
because
if you
of
think about it, this show was kind of a love letter to Buffy, right? So Landon was going to be the Buffy to Hope's angel or something like that, right? Hope being angel and then whatever. That's what Julie had said in an interview. But could you have imagined the uproar that would have happened had they had Buffy fall in love with Xander, who is basically like
Oh
what
God.
Landon as a character, like the softer character, even though you know, Xander has his issues that Landon never had,
Xander's
right?
dumb.
But like that, and that's a whole Joss thing. That's, you know, a whole separate issue. But imagine what would have happened, the uproar, if Buffy hadn't been matched with someone of her same caliber, of her same power. And that's what Hope was matched at first with someone who did not have the same power that she held. Now, eventually, yes, he you know, is a supernatural and stuff, but he still didn't have as much power despite being a supernatural. Like he didn't really have any power until the last season. But like,
And it wasn't even power though, like
no, it wasn't even power. It was basically his power was to live forever, basically, and that didn't even happen. So
live
what
forever being sad and
why would you say
alone.
that?
But
Why would
like
you
I think
say that?
that always with like to say about Peter and Katniss and Landon and Hope even about Ava and Beatrice, like these heroines always like have everyone like, oh, you need to do this and you have to save mankind and you have to save the school and you have to da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. They always telling them to do something. And because, but like we see, like with the love interest, it's always someone that sees them for who they are. They never seen them like as
That
a
doesn't
hero.
fault them for what they have to do.
Yeah, they love them because they are them, and they always have this calm personality to calm them down, so they feel safe with them. And like they never like asking them like, oh, but you saved these people, but why didn't you save me? And like I have to be the first one on your priority. They never do that. They just literally genuinely wants to be there for them and help them to do what they have to do because they understand how heavy it's for them to carry this. And normally just the love interest understand that, and everyone else just like, oh, but it's like you're born for this. Yeah, she's born for this, but like how does she feel about it? Is she
You
feel
know,
good? Is she okay with this? Is she going through this alone? Like the all of this. And I think the similarities of these couples that you guys talked about and what made them so special, because everyone else is just like wanting something for them
Yeah,
and then why
exactly.
not?
And Landon was literally the only one who never expected Hope to be the hero. He
Yeah,
was
exactly.
always like, I need to help. I need to research. I need to do this. He never just waited around like everyone else. Literally, everyone else in that school waited around for Hope to do something.
Exactly. And it kind of like really shows that for him to be just a human, a normal human, he was the one that did most of the work, most of the help. Just like Alaric, even though Alaric is trash, he was still a human this whole show. And he helped Hope as well in some degrees, not always, but like him and Landon and Dorian was the ones that always helped Hope while the supernatural kids were doing nothing but being scared when he had more abilities than most of the villains that we've encountered. The only time I'll ask you the question of being scared about anything was the last villain of season four. Other than that, like this, like literally Hope was like the captain of the fucking school. Like she was the automatic bullet. She was the shield for the school. And you get introduced to her as the shield.
Well,
Like
people hated her at
yeah,
first.
yeah,
Everyone in
yeah,
the
yeah,
school
yeah.
hated her.
Oh yeah. They hated her, but even though they hated her, she was still a shield regardless because Alaric used her, helped her. When I used like used her in season one as the person that would help patrol these monsters. Like regardless of how much they hated Hope in the beginning and even like whatever how they felt for it till the war's the end, she was still the one that was going to protect the school regardless. Because already they probably already had blood of her and down and wherever they was, just in case somebody got bit by a werewolf. You know, like she already was helping the school that much. She was providing for the school. And to see like she could break away from that and you know talk to Landon and stuff like that, and then Landon also helping her, not judging her. It was something that she needed besides this trashy ass school who painted her as his villain and they couldn't wait to try to kill her in later seasons. I just feel like this episode alone showed how much
Well,
potential this school had, this show had, and it just fell flat.
and also like the way that they introduced it and the way they introduced is it later is that Hope and Landon obviously had some sort of connection because she was literally the only thing. She was basically made to kill his father. Like that's the whole purpose of why she was made. And then they happened to meet each other and fall in love. At first, in the originals, they happened to live in the same town as each other, even though he was a foster kid. Like there were so many more strings being pulled on the outside. And they happened to have one of the keys at the Salvatore school. And yet, I know it wasn't explained in the pilot, but like they should have, I think, in the pilot, kind of explained or kind of like hinted at the connected destiny between the two of them. You know, I think that would have been.
Yeah, because it doesn't like it, even though we know now that they were destined to meet each other at some point, it feels like it was a kind of a convenience thing because Ralph was the centerpiece. Like how they met each other was through Ralph again, and I feel like it would have made more sense if, you know, they met each other with that because obviously Ralph is the one that is obviously the supernatural, Landon isn't. But I wish they when they met, it was not because of a circumstance like, oh shit, you were just conveniently there because I was conveniently looking at what was being caught of our attention. But I mean, Yeah, it should have been a better way to meet them or something like that, as if so it can be more destined to why they were going to meet up at some point, because they're making it seem like they were going to meet at any point because obviously they're destined to encounter each other. But I feel like that wasn't true because she just saw him through Ralph. Imagine if Landon stayed home and it was just Ralph. Wish she hadn't met Landon at some point. Like, how far would it have taken for her to actually meet him if Ralph was alone? But I feel like with Landon and Hope, they changed so many things that made them such an intriguing ship, obviously, in the beginning, because they just stopped doing it. And I feel
retconned
like
a lot of things. Like,
yeah, they retconned a lot of things. They made unnecessary problems. And the thing is that I feel like they relied on a lot of ships just being in, like, only the way a ship can be in an episode is by having drama, to the point that the drama was just a repeating
story. What I like about the pilot is that there's no fan service in it. It is so uniquely its own story. And as the seasons go on, you can see the fan service in the show.
Yeah, I just feel like it was generic. It was of its own. It was whatever the writers had in mind, instead of trying to please people. Like, they didn't have to please people because they already had what they written. And I feel like this fandom got so comfortable with trying to paint their own, you know, headcanons or whatever into the writing, to where it didn't make sense. And they had a plot line that they wanted to aim for, and they did it. But then later on in the show, that fan service in season two with Kai and shit like that, you already can see how that shifted storylines being developed, to where it literally backfired everything else that was coming. Everything else that happened after that, it got destroyed because of that fan service. And, like, the pilot just showed, like you had the Mrs. Slowburn, you had Hamden, and, you know, and him, and then Landon potentially being some supernatural force that Meg, because he still remembered, and then you got him potentially being a villain because he stole the knife. You got Ralph and this potential love triangle between his sisters, which could have finally ended with either Josie losing, which continued the thing of I never win, or she could have finally broke the curse, because it ain't like they share any more crushes afterwards. That could have worked out, and then her losing Ralph could have been on her own terms, which is Landon leaving, instead of it being dropped ever after a kiss, because the kiss led to nowhere. They didn't mention the kiss, because I'm sorry, we're moving forward, I mean we're moving back and forth, but obviously we can, because we already know the show. We're just seeing how season one after the pilot didn't flow anything else. You got a potential, well, I don't think it was hinted this episode in the pilot, but, you know, the MG storyline, like, there were so many things that was, and then Penelope, and then, like, you know, the magic and stuff like that, and, like, it was just so, like, the feeling that it got, like, it was given, like, I don't know, like, the feel that school gave me at that time in the pilot, it gave me, like, this, like, dark, kind of like a dark school, whatever, not in a bad way, but, like, you know, the school, like, whatever, and I, like, it got lost over time. Like, the school became a happy, happy home.
Well, they, yeah, and they kind of hinted in the pilot that Landon was evil, because they were like, oh, well, if he can't be compelled, then, you know, he is a supernatural creature.
Yeah.
And then he taking the knife, and then the bus, and, like, all of that.
Mm-hmm. And then they should have dragged on that. So then when he actually became Malivore, and, like, they did anything with that either, Brett, it could have hit home more, because, you know, y'all, we kind of, like, imagine if it faked us out, but not really fake us out. Like, you know, Malivore was controlling him. That, like, if that lasted longer and it wasn't, like, joked upon, and, like, it would have been better. Because imagine Malivore's controlling Landon and him not even knowing. Like, imagine Landon is, like, finding this artifact in there, and he's leading them to monsters uncoincidentally. And then you find out later in that season that Malivore is he's controlling Landon in some way that's not physical, but he's kind of controlling him. So then with Malivore happened and how he controlled Landon, it would have made more sense, because because they said that Landon had a pull to these artifacts, and you're like, how what is Malivore doing to have a hold on Landon to where he's getting these objects out of nowhere, and then he gets possessed by Malivore, and then it's never implied. So they never explained that at all.
What I didn't understand is why Hope needed Josie to do that spell.
Josie,
Hope doesn't have her own magic, so she's just siphoning Hope's magic. So she just takes.
She didn't manipulate Josie because she needed someone to do black magic, and Josie.
Yeah, that's
already,
true. It's hilarious that she manipulated Josie to do it, because, like, they're not friends.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know why they did it. And then now, by the end of the show, she becomes a fourth tribe and she can just summon a god. Like they didn't even build up that. Like now she just got all the power in the world to summon anybody. But in the whole other course of three seasons, she had to rely on everybody else to help her. Like I hated that they under. And then you also can see the under. I mean, the start of them trying to underpower her to the point that now, like, by everybody else is saying that somebody else is more powerful than her by the end of the season.
Well,
Like,
literally, I think the only reason they did that too was to force some sort of relationship to fo because otherwise there's no reason for her to interact with the twins because they
yeah,
already showed
and
the
that's and
originals
that's
and
yeah,
stuff that they
and
hate
that's the
each
thing,
other.
and that's the thing that kind of annoyed me though, is that like I guess that was their reason to try to get them to interact in between three and four with the school thing. But the thing is that three and four could have been their first interaction when, you know, Josie and Hope would have been talking, and then, you know, she would have been like, oh, sorry about my sister, because, you know, obviously Lizzie was shading Hope every chance she got. It would have made sense if their first like actual introduction was three and four, then them doing magic when Hope didn't really need anybody to do magic. Like, what? I just don't like, I feel like they try to make a reason to why they all were together or have an interaction, but they should have done it a better way. I just feel like so much stuff, and it probably doesn't even matter because ain't like they really talk about it ever again.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff in the pilot was
They
just
don't.
like
It
there,
was
like,
like Julie was saying that she was testing the waters also too with the
yeah, and
relationships
you can
and
really see
everything.
that in the pilot is kind of like her kind of dipping her paintbrush in all these different like paints and kind of seeing like what was gonna stick,
Yeah, what
what
would
people were
stick
gonna like.
exactly? But I think the one thing she did right since the pilot was showcase Landon's and Raphael relationship.
Well, that was, and then Hope and Landon as well, because we know from interviews that Hope and Landon were the main focus of the show to begin with. So,
And I think Raphael was always like very devoted to London. And
oh yeah, the also one thing I don't like though is that they introduced Rob as a central character because he was basically brought there to find a home, and then he literally got abandoned after that. Like they stopped caring about him literally right
It was
after.
like Raphael wasn't even supposed to be a character, and
Yeah,
then they kept
like
Phaethon for last.
he was like used to get Landon and Hope
To get
together.
Landon,
That was
exactly.
basically
Because
it, yeah.
Landon, in the first trailer, Landon was supposed to not know that Hope was a witch. He was getting suspected, and the scene of him writing on the diary, somehow they changed that, and then I think they needed to bring Landon to the school somehow.
Yeah. Like they literally like brought Roth there for no reason and then left him there. And then he barely was mentioned in season four.
It
Like
was a
they
plot
just
device.
they
And then
literally
it was a plot
became like,
device as much as that black magic spell was a plot device. It was all just a way to get from point A to point B and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and I'm happy now that Peyton is thriving and that Shil is actually using his talent well. Make sure to stream All American Homecoming. Yes, he is. He's going to be flourishing in the next couple weeks. He's going to be crying his ass off, and I'm going to eat it up.
Okay.
So yeah.
So to wrap up the pilot episode, why don't we do what we did with the other episodes, is favorite scene and also not, or an MVP. So favorite scene and
Oh
MVP.
yeah.
So
The one of the first episode.
yeah.
My favorite scene of, oh God, I'm thinking way back.
Yeah. Nothing struggling.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bam.
Damn. Want me to do mine so you can have time to think about it? Okay, my favorite scene was Hope and Landon's talk at the in the cage when he was inside, and she was obviously there with him and to like trying to get him to get comfortable, and they were talking. And I just like it was yeah, it was I was gonna say that or the one when they were in the library, but
I
I
was
feel
gonna
like
say
the cage was
the
like the,
library.
yeah.
You said that, and I remembered it. It's not the one where he goes to touch the knife, but when they're talking about her mom and her dad, and
Yeah.
then they're around that table or whatever it is, she's like, "The people that I care about have a tendency to die on me." So, yeah, you
And
said that. Shit.
what's your MVP?
Hope.
Yeah. Favorite scene was the obviously the Kate scene, and I feel like you kind of see Landon and really trying to get to Hope and try to get her to open up, even though they were like, you know, and how he was talking about like you always leave. She said, "You always go." And she's like, "What do you want? Always leave." I was like, okay, Landon, you're pushing it. But also, you kind of seem open up about like the spaces, like the his trauma, which is never talked about again. But it also kind of shows that even though she's not supposed to care about him this much, this human that's going to get his memories erased, she still wanted to make this like last bit of time he had before he gets his, you know, compelled, at least peaceful, or like somewhat, he at least have company. And if he was just a random person, she wouldn't have not cared that much. And it really shows that he was somewhat important to her. So that was my favorite scene. And MVP, honestly, Landon, you know, it's my son. I'm always going to ride for my son, Landon. Who next?
My favorite scene is when she showed him the memory and he was like, "You did that for me." That
Oh,
I
yes.
just the way that he didn't even think that anyone was there for him or even noticed him, and yet here is this girl who he had been crushing on for God knows how long, and she had done that for him and then showed him 2 years later that she was the reason for one of his best memories of that day. Like the fact that he danced with her that day, he was like in the cage in your favorite scene, he was like, just remembering the day we danced, I had had a good day. And to realize that hope was the reason for that good day, like
Oh,
it was just
yeah.
so powerful of a scene, that small little moment of, oh my gosh, you did this for me. No one has ever done anything like that for me. Like it was, I can't even imagine how he was feeling in that moment.
Yeah, he won't kick it.
Like, so that's my favorite scene, even though it's so little. And I mean, obviously, MVP is Hope because, like, it's Hope and it's the pilot and she's the whole show. So.
My favorite scene is also the one she showed him the flashbacks, because it's so, I don't know, even remembering like Landon telling her like I had a good day,
The
and
buzz.
her face was like, yeah, like she didn't know that she was going to explode in the damn car for him and everything. And like the fact that she was literally, she chose to dance with him when she thought that she was dying that night. That just little stuff about Handel is just so significant.
I
I
wonder
just,
if she told him that. If
I, she probably did, and we didn't see
he
it.
knew that she was dying, like later on, like in their relationship,
Yeah.
if I want to know if she told him that Elijah is the one, like he purposely made sure that he could be
Yeah.
there so that they can dance, and also that the thing that she had to do was potentially because she thought she was gonna die.
I think she did, because she oh my God, I forgot the word.
Yeah, I thought she probably told him at least when he
Yeah.
died the time.
Yeah. She
Around
probably
that
told
time
him,
frame.
yeah, because she showed him the letter, and then she had to explain the day that her dad died, and then everything was involved and all.
Yeah. So it's definitely
And
towards like later season one
that was
ish.
one thing that we should have seen it, that she showing the letter and telling him about calls and everything. It was so important for the story, and we didn't see anything. That's just shitty.
No,
We didn't see
they
nothing.
always like made their talks off screen and we never got them.
Yeah, I hate it. If anyways, that's my favorite scene, and my MVP is definitely Hope and Landon, because I think both got very amazing introductions, and we got the Hope mindset and what she was and what she wanted to be, and we get like Landon and these mysteries, like did he stole the knife because he wanted or not? It was, we're like, he's the villain, he's like, it was so amazing to see this.
Yeah, and then like
Amazing.
they, oh my God, but you imagine if it continued the fucking potential Landon being a villain storyline? Because she said
And
he's gonna be a
then
villain.
like
I'm
he
gonna be
fall
a
in
villain of
love with
his.
Hope.
I
Imagine
knew
if it was like
badly
him, like,
wanted an evil
wait.
Landon storyline,
Yeah, imagine if it was like he met his dad, and then his dad, Molivore, and then he had this plan, and he's like, oh, I know Hope Mikaelson, and then he was like to manipulate Hope, but like he was falling in love with her slowly. So then he change sides and help Hope destroy his dad. That would be so amazing. But like,
Yeah.
ugh.
You know what I didn't understand is I know we're skipping forward to when we find out what Mount what Landon is, but like if the triad were so powerful, how come they didn't keep tabs on Landon and why did they just like let him go into foster care? Like you think they'd actually almost keep him in some sort of like safe facility because he's potentially a key that could unlock Malivore. Like, it would, it's almost like they knew that Sayla came out pregnant. They didn't keep tabs on her and then didn't think about the baby. Like, that's almost like, you know, if there's like an alien that crashes to the ground, the government's gonna freaking, you know, like test the alien to find out like how it works and stuff like that. Well, she just come out of this pit pregnant. Like, they're supposedly this like powerful company, and yet Lennon just fell through the cracks.
Yeah, I don't, I just feel like, Lennon was one of the biggest question marks ever, because like, there's no way that the triad, who is, you know, the triad was inconsistent, obviously, you see in season four, but like, the triad knows everything, has files supposedly of everything, but Lennon was just the biggest question mark.
Honestly,
it was just one of the biggest things.
But yeah, anyways.
Yeah, I feel like that's the biggest thing.
For later.
Like, that's one of the biggest things that I've always been confused about, is that like, the triad knows everything, and yet they don't, they didn't, Lennon Kirby was just, no, like, okay. That's interesting. But yeah, so that was our pilot, season one, episode one, obviously, of Legacies. Let us know what was your favorite scene. You know, we're getting nostalgic here, so tell us some things that you noticed that never happened in future seasons, and things that you wish was explored in the comment section down below. Once again, our social media will be linked. Once again, some of us are just watching new shows, chilling out, or reacting to new shows. And yeah, you know what? You know what? Honestly, I'm feeling adventurous. Fuck it. If y'all want to do a book club, let us know. Since
yes.
We're all
yes.
Books,
book club, yeah.
Oh, if y'all want to read, if y'all want to like join me reading Shadow and Bones to prepare for March, let us know.
Yeah. Why don't you? Yeah. Just. You said about books, why you don't give like a recommendation? Like, I read this one called All
yeah.
Girls Do. Some girls do. And I think if you like sapphic books and LGBTQ books.
Yeah,
and
One Last Stop. Yeah. Another sapphic one is One Last Stop. Also, the one that I think I read was Change of Heart. That was one. Right now,
have you read
Percy Jackson
for me yet, Nash? The one that I gave
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, not the one that, not the one you gave. It's right here next to my bookshelf.
I'm reading The Romance Recipe right now.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. But yeah, also Percy Jackson, since a show is coming out soon, and also Shadow and Bones, join me. I need to read the second book ASAP. But yes, y'all wanted to do book clubs or talk to us about things, let us know. Or just comment your Goodreads account name so I can follow y'all. So
yeah.
Bye y'all.
Bye.
Bye.